Psochem Yerushalmi corresponding to Psochem Bavli Daf Ayin Hey, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, on the fifth line, Tani Amav Yosef. Tani Amav Yosef, Toidus Ish Roimi, Hinegis Anche Roimi Shir Oichlim, Gediim, Kolosim, Belele Psochem. Rav Yosi says in the Braisa that Toidus of Rome directed the people of Rome to eat Makulos Kid on the night of Pesach. Shalchu Chachamim Vamu Elule Shad Toidus Leinim Medan Leisach. The Chum sent him a message saying that if you would not be an important person, would we not excommunicate you? Maral Toidus, in what way was he important? Amar Bichananya, Dehava, Mishalet, Benonseyon, Derabanon. The answer is, Bichananya says that he would help the Rabban to sustain himself by giving them merchandise to sell. The Nymphus, maybe as a Rabban de Achilles Kodshim Bachutz, Shekhar, maybe as a Rabban de Achilles Kodshim Bachutz, Sarach Nidri. He brought many people to eat kodshim outside of Beis HaMikdash, which is punishable with excommunication. Rav Yosi Rabun, B'Shem Rav, Zoyf Meres, She'asu La'adam Lo'ima L'chaveroi, He'lecha Et HaMais, V'Sei V'Kach Lecha, Bahem Basa L'Pesach, Aval Oime Hulai, He'lecha Et HaMais Halalu, V'Sei V'Kach Li, Bahem Basa L'Tzlois. Rav Yosi Rabun, quoting Rav, said that this teaches us that a person may not say to his friend, take this money and go and buy with it meat for Pesach. However, he could say, take this money and go and buy with it meat to roast. The second statement is permitted as he didn't mention the Pesach. Rav Imi boy garfes as a tanor, but slow boy. Rav Imi asked, may one remove the coals from the oven and roast the Pesach there from the heat that remains in the oven? And Rav Yumi masichele, Rav Yosi Glili, Bronco Vikiva, Pshitele. Rav Yumi says his query is only according to Rav Yosi Glili, who required the feet to be inside the animal when roasting, for the feet are roasted via the flesh of the animal, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's obviously invalid as it's not considered roasted in fire. And Rabbi Yosi, Rafilik Rabbi Akiva, Sichele, Misha Gecholim, La'avir HaTanor, Nitzle, Lechetzi, Shah, Gecholim, La'avir Oilam, Nitzle, Shah, Ma Bein, Nitzle, Mekzose, Machmas HaTanor, Ma Bein, Nitzle, Kuloi, Machmas HaTanor. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. He says that the query is also according to Rabbi Akiva. For example, coals in the air of the oven will roast something in half an hour, coals outside of the oven will roast it in an hour. What's the difference whether part of all or all of it is roasted because of the oven? Am Rav Yosef Rabun, Tano Eino Moyel, Gecholim Klum, Eino Yele Machnis Zakol, B'Shasha Gecholim Ba'avir, Tano Nitzle Chetzi Shah, B'Shasha Gecholim La'avir Oilam, Nitzle Lishah. Rav Yosef Rabun answers that in truth, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not at all roasted from the heat of the oven, as the heat of the coals overcomes the heat of the oven. The reason it takes half an hour is to roast inside the oven is because the oven focuses the heat of the coals. We come on to the next Mishnah, in Solin is HaPesach lo bishpodu lo be'askala. One may not roast the Pesach on a spit or on a griddle. Amrim Sadok, Masib of Gamliel, Sha'am ala Tavi Avdoi, Tsei Tzle Lono es HaPesach ala askala. And Sadok said that Rav Gamliel once told his slave Tavi to roast the Pesach on a griddle. Naga b'chalsei shal tanur yiklev es mekaymei. If the Pesach touched the ceramic wall of the oven, he must remove a layer of the flesh from that area. Nataf mihoitzvoi shal cheres v'chaza elav yitor es mekaymei. If his juices dripped onto the ceramic wall and then fell back onto the flesh, he must remove the flesh from that area. Nataf mihoitzvoi aseles yukmoitz es mekaymei. If his juices dripped onto fine flour, he must remove a handful of flour from that area. The Gemara says, "Sli eish, loitzli shpud, loitzli kadeira, loitzli askala, loitzli matechef, loitzli kol dava." The Gemara says, the pasuk says in Shmois Yud Beis and pasuk Ches, roasted in fire, but not on a spit, in a pot, on griddle, through metal or through anything else. Mechvas eish yochol meyures tamalim bevahisam mechias hamechva es mechias hamechva yochol ad shitase. Concerning Sarasa the skin, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalet, Michvas Eish, which means a burn from fire. I might have thought that this would apply even if it was still seeping pus. The Pasuk says there, and the healed skin. If it's healed skin, I might have thought that it must have grown a scab. But the Pasuk says, a burn from fire. How is this? It's semi-healed. V'chein hu oime lematon sarerez ha-michva hi Ashidikraim. Similarly, the Pasuk says, Baikra Yudgimon Pasuk Chofches, it's the scarring of the burning, only if it has scabbed like the skin of a garlic. Here, why then did the word Eish, fire, exclude any way of roasting the Pesach that's not actually fire? Amr Belezer, Taman Sli Eish, Ki Im Sli Eish, Shana Alava Kosov Lakov, Bram Hacha Vahifa Mikhya Famikhra Mikomakim. The answer there, it says in Shmois Yud Beis Ches, roasted in fire by the Korban Pesach, and the following pasuk repeats it, only roasting in fire. So the Torah repeats it to indicate that it's crucial. But however, here, about the saras of the skin, the pasuk says, Vayikra Yud Gimel Pasuk Haftalad, and the healed skin, without repeating the word fire. This includes any type of burn. Amar Bishmul Ba Avdoma Taman Chuka Toira Ma'akev Hacha Ma'islach. Bishmul Ba Avdoma says that there, by Pesach, the Pasuk says Chuka, it's law, and Torah, it's law. This teaches that all of the requirements mentioned above the Pesach about the Pesach offering are crucial, however, in the case of Nagoyim, which word indicates that it's crucial? Leifim Gamliel Sali Eish. The Gemara asks now, does Rabbi Gamliel not agree to the law learned from the words roasted in fire, that one cannot roast it on a griddle? If le Pesach Mitzrayim Sli'esh in Pesach Le'adoyot Sli'esh, the answer is he only applied the requirement of roasting in fire to the Korban Pesach brought upon leaving Egypt. Amar Rabbi Yosef Avun, Rabbi Gamliel Avad told us Eish Ke'esh. Rabbanan Le Avdin told us Eish Ke'esh. Rabbi Yosef Avun gives a second answer. Rabbi Gamliel did apply roasted in fire to all generations, but he treated a derivative of fire like fire itself, and Rabbanan did not. Therefore, according to Rabban Gamliel, a griddle was permitted. Rabban Gamliel, Chaluk al Chachamim, Ba'isa halacha kedetzabai. The Mishnah is lacking words, and in fact, Rabban Gamliel disagreed with the Chachamim and permitted using a griddle. The Mishnah then quoted a Tzadok who related an incident that illustrates Rabban Gamliel's opinion. Ilo amalai seichel menu ki im sli'esh ulai ne'ma na, ha'isi oime, hivavai vesleyav muta ha'visayuchu shi'oime na. If the Pasuk would have said, do not eat from it except if roasted in fire, without mentioning the prohibition of na, which is semi-roasted, I would have said that if he merely singed it, it would be permitted. And if the Pasuk would have said, do not eat from it except if roasted in fire, without a mentioning of the prohibition of uvashel and cooked, I would have said that if he stewed and then roasted it, it will be permitted. And if the Pasuk would have said, do not eat from it except if roasted in fire, without a mention of the prohibition of mevushal, cooked, I would have said that if he cooked and then roasted it, it would be permitted. Therefore, the Torah needed to mention these three things, na, uvashel, and mevushal.